All right, Mr. Fisher joins us now. Joseph, what's going on this morning?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Nice win last night. We talked about it a little, Joe. Where the Vandy women jump out to that 18-point lead on once beaten Auburn, doing a lot of damage in transition, and then batting down the hatches for a great finish.
Yeah, Auburn played really. Vanderbilt had a terrific first half. Auburn had a great second half, and it came down to free throws at the end. And Meredith Marsh, who was who you want at the line with her streak, hit both free throws, and they played good defense in the final 11 seconds and win it by three. And you know, it was a battle. It really was. Dewana Bonner was held to 13 points. I thought they did a great job on her. You know, seniors stepped up. Jen Risper had 14. Christina Worth had 14. Jensie Rose had a career high 16. It was a big win because now really Vanderbilt controls its own destiny in terms of winning the SEC outright championship, which they've never done as a regular season champion. But it's not easy because they're going to have to do it on the road. They have to go to Ole Miss and then the season finale at Tennessee. So it's certainly going to be a challenge to do it, but at least they have that in their hands.
Joe, I thought it was good strategy at the end, and you're lucky if you have a foul to give in that situation where Auburn, they need a three to tie it up. Vanderbilt's able to foul and at least kind of, you know, extend and make Auburn work a little bit to get a good look for a three-pointer at the horn.
They played smart basketball. They had 11.3 seconds left at Auburn to go the length of the court. Vanderbilt had, I think, four team fouls at that time. So they let the Tigers get down into the front court, then committed a foul with just over 3 seconds left. So Auburn had to bring the ball in, and all they could get was a really contested off-balance three that missed everything. And it was really smart. It was knowing the game. They had it well coached, and they were well prepared for it and executed it.
Joe, you guys get to make your annual trip down to Gainesville tomorrow, and I always think it's fun to hear your stories about mixing it up with the rowdy reptiles who are about – you know, 6 inches away from where you guys do the game.
It's a great student section there. They get there very early. They are very funny. I remember a lot of the players coming out for the warm-up, you know, an hour before the game, and the students are there waiting on them, and they get on them pretty good right off the bat. And usually it just gets a lot of chuckles from the guys because they're very creative. They're not, you know, for the most part, they're creative but not vulgar. And they're very entertaining, and we try to make friends with the first couple of rows, you know, very early on, because as you said, they're right behind us. They're in the O'Connell Center, and it's always a pleasant trip to go down there. It's a great atmosphere. I know I was thinking about Lance Goldburn's comments about the game the other night against Kentucky, and how he'd never been in the building at Memorial and had it, you know, react the way it does. It did. The floor shook. He said, "Well, the O'Connell Center can get that way too." And I think they're going to enjoy this atmosphere. It's one of those places that seats about 12,000, but they really sit right on top of you. There's very little room off of the court, and it can be intimidating, but I think these guys will enjoy it.
Joe, I want to ask you a question that you're uniquely qualified to answer. You grew up in Nashville. About Joe Gillum Jr. and just growing up as a kid and reading about him and seeing him as a fan and covering, just sort of covering the latter part of his life the way I did, after he played, and knowing his dad the way that you do. You know, just your thoughts about him and his induction into the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame tonight.
Well, he was a special talent. I tell you, he was one of those guys that you saw him play, and you saw that arm that he had, and he played in an offense that was built for it. And you watched him fight all the demons he fought all through his life. And when you met him, after he'd been through some of those battles and had tried to, clean things up, you just sensed a genuine guy, great guy to be around, very entertaining, a guy that you sensed was really trying for the most part to do the right things. Had trouble all through his life in that regard. But, boy, he played on some great teams and could throw the ball as pure a passer, maybe, Mark, as we've seen. That over-the-top delivery and could just throw it on a rope. And a very special talent, certainly well-deserved to be in. Kind of a tragic story in a lot of ways, but, boy, he was a great player.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. Talk to you on Monday and, of course, tomorrow, 1 o'clock pregame.
That's right. We'll see you from the O'Connell Center.